Genesis 50:1. And Joseph fell upon the faces of his father, and wept upon him, and kissed him. 2. And Joseph commanded his servants the physicians to embalm his father, and the physicians embalmed Israel. 3. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for so are fulfilled the days of the embalmed, and the Egyptians wept for him 70 days. 4. And the days of weeping for him passed away, and Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh, saying, If I pray I have found grace in your eyes, speak I pray in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, 5. My father made me swear, saying, Lo, I die, in my sepulcher which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan, there shalt thou bury me. And now I pray let me go up, and bury my father, and I will return. 6. And Pharaoh said, Go up, and bury thy father, according as he made thee swear. 7. And Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt. 8. And all the house of Joseph, and his brethren, and his father's house, only their babes, and their flocks, and their herds, they left in the land of Goshen. 9. And there went up with him both chariots and horsemen, and the army was exceeding great. 10. And they came to the threshing floor Adad, which is in the passage of the Jordan, and they wailed there a very great and grievous wailing, and he made a mourning for his father 7 days. 11. And the inhabitant of the land, the Canaanite, saw the mourning in the threshing floor Adad, and they said, This is a grievous mourning to the Egyptians, wherefore they called the name of it Abel Mizraim, which is in the passage of the Jordan. 12. And his sons did unto him as he had commanded them. 13. And his sons carried him into the land of Canaan, and buried him in the cave of the field of Machpelah, which Abraham bought with the field for a possession of a sepulchre, from Ephron the Hittite, upon the faces of Mamre. 14. And Joseph returned into Egypt, he and his brethren, and all that went up with him to bury his father, after he had buried his father. 15. And Joseph's brethren saw that their father was dead, and they said, Peradventure Joseph will hate us, and returning will return unto us all the evil that we requited to him. 16. And they commanded Joseph, saying, Thy father did command before he died, saying, 17. Thus shall ye say unto Joseph, I pray forgive I pray the transgression of thy brethren, and their sin, because they requited evil to thee, and now forgive I pray the transgression of the servants of the God of thy father. And Joseph wept when they spake unto him. 18. And his brethren also went and fell down before him, and they said, Behold, we are thy servants. 19. And Joseph said unto them, Fear ye not, for am I in God's stead. 20. And you thought evil against me, but God thought it for good, in order to do as it is this day, to keep alive a great people. 21. And now fear ye not, I will sustain you, and your babes. And he comforted them, and spake upon their heart. 22. And Joseph dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house, and Joseph lived 110 years. 23. And Joseph saw Ephraim's sons of the third generation, the sons also of Machir the son of Manasseh were born upon Joseph's knees. 24. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and visiting God will visit you, and will make you go up out of this land unto the land which he sware to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. 25. And Joseph took an oath of the sons of Israel, saying, Visiting God will visit you, and he shall make my bones go up from hence. 26. And Joseph died, a son of 110 years, and they embalmed him, and he was put in an ark in Egypt. 64:97. The contents, after treating of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, by whom in the supreme sense is represented the Lord. This last chapter of Genesis in the internal sense treats of the church that after the celestial church had perished, a spiritual church was instituted by the Lord. The beginning and progress of this church are described in the internal sense, and at the close of the chapter, its end, and that in its stead the mere representative of a church was instituted among the descendants of Jacob. 64:98. The internal sense, verses 1-3. And Joseph fell upon the faces of his father, and wept upon him, and kissed him. And Joseph commanded his servants the physicians to embalm his father, and the physicians embalmed Israel. And 40 days were fulfilled for him, for so are fulfilled the days of the embalmed, and the Egyptians wept for him 70 days. And Joseph fell upon the faces of his father, signifies the influx of the internal into the affection of good, and wept upon him, signifies sorrow, and kissed him, signifies the first conjunction. And Joseph commanded his servants the physicians, signifies preservation from the evils which hindered, to embalm his father, signifies lest it should be infected with any contagion, and the physicians embalmed Israel, signifies what was done for the preservation of the good which is from truth, and 40 days were fulfilled for him, signifies states of preparation by means of temptations, for so are fulfilled the days of the embalmed. Signifies that these are states of preservation, and the Egyptians wept for him, signifies the sadness of the memory knowledges of the church. 70 days signifies a full state. 64:99. And Joseph fell upon the faces of his father. That this signifies the influx of the internal into the affection of good is evident from the signification of falling upon the faces of anyone as being influx, from the representation of Joseph as being the internal, from the signification of the face as being affection, and from the representation of Israel, who is here the father, as being spiritual good or the good of truth. Hence it is evident that by Joseph fell upon the faces of his father is signified the influx of the internal into the affection of spiritual good. that the influx of the internal into the affection of spiritual good is signified, is because in the internal sense the subject treated of is the spiritual church, that it was instituted by the Lord, for by Israel is signified the good of truth, or spiritual good, and this good makes the spiritual church, wherefore also by Israel this church is signified. In order that this good may come into existence, there must be influx from the internal celestial, which is represented by Joseph, for without influx from this, spiritual good is not good, because it is of no affection. In what follows in the internal sense the institution of this church is continued. That this church is described by Israel now dead and presently to be buried, is because in the internal sense by death is not signified death, nor by burial burial, but by death is signified new life, and by burial regeneration. 65. And wept upon him. That this signifies sorrow, is evident without explication. Why the sorrow here signified by weeping is not meant in the internal sense sorrow for death as it is in the external, but for the good of the spiritual church, that it cannot be elevated above what is natural. For the Lord flowing in through the internal continually wills to perfect this good, and to draw it toward himself, but still it cannot be elevated to the first degree of the good that belongs to the celestial church. For the man of the spiritual church is comparatively in obscurity, and reasons about truths as to whether they are truths, or confirms what is called doctrine, and this without perception whether what he confirms is true or not, and when he has confirmed it with himself, he fully believes that it is true, even though it is false, for there is nothing that cannot be confirmed, this being the work of ingenuity, not of intelligence, still less of wisdom. And what is false may be confirmed more readily than what is true, because it favors the cupidities, and agrees with the fallacies of the senses. Such being the nature of the man of the spiritual church, he cannot possibly be elevated above what is natural, and this is the source of the sorrow which is signified by Joseph wept upon him. 65:01. And kissed him. That this signifies the first conjunction, is evident from the signification of kissing, as being conjunction from affection, in this case the first conjunction, because a closer conjunction is treated of in what follows. 65:02. And Joseph commanded his servants the physicians. That this signifies preservation from the evils which hindered conjunction, is evident from the signification of commanding, as being to flow in. From the representation of Joseph, as being the internal, of which above, and from the signification of the physicians, as being preservation from evils. That it denotes from the evils which hindered conjunction is apparent from the connection. Hence it is evident that by Joseph commanded his servants the physicians is signified influx from the internal with respect to preservation from the evils which hindered conjunction. That physicians signify preservation from evils is because in the spiritual world diseases are evils and falsities, spiritual diseases being nothing else. For evils and falsities take away health from the internal man, and induce sicknesses on the mind, and at last pains, nor is anything else signified in the word by diseases. That physicians, the medical art, and medicines in the word signify preservations from evils and falsities, is evident from the passages where they are named, as in Moses. If hearing thou hearest the voice of thy God, and doest that which is good in his eyes, and givest ear to his commandments, and keepest all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee which I have put upon the Egyptians, for I am Jehovah thy physician exod. 15:26. Jehovah the physician denotes the preserver from evils, for these are signified by the diseases put upon the Egyptians. That the diseases put upon the Egyptians signify evils and falsities originating in reasonings from memory knowledges and fallacies concerning the arcana of faith, will of the Lord's divine mercy be shown when these diseases are treated of. That spiritual things are signified, is evident from the fact that it is said if they would hear the voice of God, would do good, would give ear to the commandments, and would keep the statutes, then these diseases should not be upon them. In the same sense also the Lord calls himself a physician in Luke. They that are whole have no need of a physician, but they that are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Here also a physician denotes a preserver from evils, for by the whole are meant the righteous, and by the sick, sinners. In Jeremiah, is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then hath not the health of the daughter of my people come up? Jer. 8:22. A physician denotes preservation from falsities in the church, for the health of the daughter of my people denotes the truth of doctrine there. That healings, cures, remedies, and medicines are not spoken of in the word in a natural but in a spiritual sense, is plain in Jeremiah. Why hast thou smitten us, that we have no remedy? They await peace, but there is no good, a time of healing, but behold terror. Jer. 14:19, 8:15. Again, I will cause to come up to them health and cure, and I will heal them, and I will reveal to them a crown of peace and truth. Jer. 33:6. Again, there is none that judgeth thy judgment for health, thou hast no medicines of restoration. Jer. 30:13. Again, go up into Gilead, and take balm, O virgin daughter of Egypt, in vain hast thou multiplied medicines, there is no healing for thee. Jer. 46:11. In Ezekiel, by the river upon the bank thereof, on this side and on that, there cometh up every tree of food, whose leaf falleth not, neither is the fruit thereof consumed. It is born again in its months, because the waters thereof go forth from the sanctuary, whence the fruit thereof is for food, and the leaf thereof for medicine. Ezek. 47:12. The subject here treated of in the prophet is the new house of God, or the new temple, by which is signified a new church, and in an interior sense the Lord's spiritual kingdom. And therefore the river upon whose bank cometh up every tree of food signifies things that belong to intelligence and wisdom. Trees signify the perceptions and knowledges of good and truth. Food, the goods and truths themselves, waters going forth from the sanctuary, the truths which make intelligence, the sanctuary, celestial love. In the supreme sense the divine human of the Lord, from whom is this love, the fruits which are for food, the goods of love, the leaf which is for medicine, the truth of faith. From this it is plain what medicine signifies, namely, that which preserves from falsities and evils. For when the truth of faith leads to the good of life, it preserves, because it withdraws from evils. 6503. To embalm his father. That this signifies lest it should be infected with any contagion, is evident from the signification of embalming, as being a means of preserving from contagion, and from the representation of Israel, as being the good of the spiritual church. Hence it is evident that by embalming his father is signified a means of preservation lest the good that belongs to the spiritual church should be infected with any contagion. The reason why to embalm signifies a means of preservation from contagion is that the purpose of embalming bodies was to preserve them from putrefying. The means of the preservation of spiritual good from contagion is treated of in what now follows. 6504. And the physicians embalmed Israel. That this signifies what was done for the preservation of the good which is from truth, is evident from the signification of embalming, as being a means of preservation from contagion, hear what was done for preservation. Because it is said they embalmed, from the signification of physicians, as being preservation from evils, and from the representation of Israel, as being spiritual good, which is the same as the good which is from truth. 6505. And 40 days were fulfilled for him. That this signifies states of preparation by means of temptations, is evident from the signification of the number 40, as being temptations, and from the signification of days, as being states. That they are states of preparation is signified by these days being fulfilled for him. For by fulfilling these days preparation was made that the bodies might be preserved from putrefying, in the spiritual sense that souls might be preserved from the contagion of evil. 6506. For so are fulfilled the days of the embalmed. That this signifies that these are states of preservation, is evident from the signification of days, as being states, and from the signification of being embalmed, as being a means of preservation. 6507. And the Egyptians wept for him. That this signifies the sadness of the memory knowledges of the church, is evident from the signification of weeping, as being the height of sadness, and a representative of internal mourning, and from the representation of the Egyptians, as being the memory knowledges of the church. The sadness of the memory knowledges of the church, which is signified by the Egyptians weeping for Israel, does not mean sadness on account of his death, for this is the sense of the letter, but their sadness here means sadness because the good of the church, which is represented by Israel, had left the memory knowledges, which are the externals of the church, when it ascended from them to the internal of the church, which is the good of truth, for in this case it no longer regards memory knowledges as being with itself, as before, but beneath itself. For when the truth of the spiritual church becomes good, a revolution takes place, and the man no longer looks at truths from truths, but from good, which revolution has already been several times described. From this comes the sadness, and it also comes from the fact that a different order is affected among the memory knowledges, which is not affected without pain. 6508. 70 days. That this signifies a full state, is evident from the signification of 70, for this number involves the like as 7, and 7 signifies an entire period from beginning to end, thus a full state. That 70 denotes an entire period, thus a full state, is evident also from the following passages. It shall come to pass in that day that Tyre shall be forgotten 70 years, according to the days of one king. From the end of 70 years it shall be to Tyre like the song of the harlot, for it shall come to pass from the end of 70 years that Jehovah shall visit Tyre Issa. 23:15-17. Tyre denotes the knowledges of good and truth of the church, which should be forgotten, 70 years, an entire period from beginning to end. According to the days of one king, the state of truth within the church, for days denote states, and king, truth. Everyone who considers the matter can see that by Tyre in this passage is not meant Tyre, and that without the internal sense it cannot be apprehended what is meant by Tyre being forgotten 70 years, nor what is meant by this being according to the days of one king, and so on. And in Jeremiah, the whole earth shall be a desolation, and a waste, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years, and it shall come to pass, when 70 years are fulfilled, that I will visit their iniquity upon the king of Babylon, and upon this nation Jura. 25:11-12:29-10. 70 years denote a full state of desolation and devastation, and this was signified by the captivity of 70 years which the Jewish people endured. In Daniel, 70 weeks are decreed upon thy people, and upon the city of thy holiness, to consummate the transgression, and to seal up sins, and to expiate iniquity, and to bring in the righteousness of the ages, and to seal up vision and prophet, and to anoint the holy of holies Dan. 9:24. Where 70 manifestly denotes a full state, thus an entire period, before the Lord was to come, whence it is said of him, that he came in the fullness of time. that 70 weeks denotes a full state is plain from the particulars in this verse, namely, that so many weeks were decreed to consummate the transgression, also to expiate iniquity, and to bring in the righteousness of the ages, to seal up vision and profit, to anoint the Holy of Holies, each particular involving fullness. The like is involved in what follows in the same chapter. Know therefore and perceive that from the going forth of the word to restore and to build Jerusalem, even unto Messiah the Prince, shall be 7 weeks Dan. 9:25, where 7 denotes a full state. Jerusalem in this passage manifestly denotes a new church, for Jerusalem was not then built, but was destroyed. 65:09, verses 4-6. In the days of weeping for him passed away, and Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh, saying, If I pray I have found grace in your eyes, speak I pray in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, My father made me swear, saying, Lo, I die, in my sepulchre which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan. There shalt thou bury me, and now I pray let me go up, and bury my father, and I will return. And Pharaoh said, Go up, and bury thy father, according as he made thee swear. In the days of weeping for him passed away, signifies that the states of sorrow were accomplished, and Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh, signifies the influx of the internal into the natural mind, saying, If I pray I have found grace in your eyes, signifies that it may be well received, speak I pray in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, signifies entreaty for consent, my father made me swear, signifies that he has the church at heart, saying, Lo, I die, signifies that it had ceased to be. In my sepulchre which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan, there shalt thou bury me, signifies that it was to be resuscitated where the former church had been. And now I pray let me go up, and bury my father, signifies the resuscitation of the church there by the internal. And I will return, signifies presence in the natural mind. And Pharaoh said, Go up, and bury thy father, signifies affirmation that the church will be resuscitated, according as he made thee swear, signifies because this is at heart. 65:10. And the days of weeping for him passed away. That this signifies that the states of sorrow were accomplished is evident from the signification of passed away as being to be accomplished, and from the signification of the days of weeping as being states of sorrow. 65:11. And Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh. That this signifies the influx of the internal into the natural mind is evident from the signification of speaking as being influx from the representation of Joseph as being the internal, from the representation of the house as being the mind, and from the representation of Pharaoh as being the natural. Hence it is evident that by Joseph spake unto the house of Pharaoh is signified the influx of the internal into the natural mind. 65:12, saying, If I pray I have found grace in your eyes. That this signifies that it may be well received is evident from the signification of finding grace in your eyes, as being a form of insinuation, thus that it may be well received. 65:13, speak I pray in the ears of Pharaoh, saying, That this signifies entreaty for consent is evident from the signification of speak I pray as being entreaty and from the signification of ears as being obedience, hear consent, because it is said to the king. Obedience is also consent, but is called obedience when applied to inferiors and consent when applied to superiors. 65:14. My father made me swear. That this signifies that he has the church at heart is evident from the representation of Israel, who is here the Father, as being the spiritual church, and from the signification of making to swear, as being to bind inwardly, here to have at heart, for he who binds inwardly, and thus by conscience, does it because he has it at heart, hence this is here signified by making to swear. 65:15, saying, Lo, I die. That this signifies that it, namely, the church, ceased to be, is evident from the signification of dying, as being no longer to be, and as being the last time of the church, when it expires. 65:16. In my sepulchre which I have digged for me in the land of Canaan, there shalt thou bury me. That this signifies that the church was to be resuscitated where a former church had been, is evident from the signification of a sepulchre, and of burying, as being resuscitation, and from the signification of the land of Canaan, as being the Lord's kingdom and church. The reason why Jacob desired to be buried in the land of Canaan, where Abraham and Isaac were buried, and not elsewhere, was that his descendants were to possess that land, and he would lie among his own. In the internal sense, however, not this, but something else was signified, namely, regeneration and resurrection, because therein is the church. For in the internal sense by burial is signified regeneration and resurrection, and by the land of Canaan is signified the church, as is evident from the passages cited just above, and by Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is signified the Lord as to the divine itself and the divine human, and in the relative sense the Lord's kingdom as to its internal and external. Such then is the signification in the internal sense of their burial there, and hence with the Jews who believe in a resurrection the opinion still survives that although they may be buried elsewhere, they will rise again there. The reason why it is said that the church will be revived where the former church had been is that from the most ancient times the Lord's church had been in the land of Canaan. It was for this reason that Abraham was ordered to go there, and that the descendants of Jacob were brought into it, and this not because that land was more holy than all other lands, but because from the most ancient times all the places their provinces, and cities, and mountains, and rivers had been representative of such things as belonged to the Lord's kingdom, and the very names that were given them involved such things. for every name given from heaven to any place, and also to any person, involves what is celestial and spiritual, and when it has been given from heaven, it is perceived there, and it was the most ancient church, which was celestial and had communication with heaven, that gave the names. The reason therefore why the church was to be there again was that the word was to be given, in which all things were to be representative and significative of things spiritual and celestial, and thus the word might be understood in heaven as well as on earth, which could not possibly have been done unless the names of places and of persons were significative. For this reason the descendants of Jacob were brought in there, and prophets were there raised up by whom the word was written, and for this reason also the representative of a church was instituted among the descendants of Jacob. Hence it is plain why it is said that a church was to be resuscitated where the former church had been. That the names which are in the word signify things may be seen above, N. 1224, 1264, 1876, 1888, 4442, 5225, and in many other places where the signification of names is explained, but that the names in the word are perceived in heaven as to their signification. And this without instruction is a secret which no one has hitherto known, and therefore it must be told. When the word is being read, the Lord flows in and teaches, and wonderful to say there are writings in the spiritual world also, which I have sometimes seen, and have been able to read, but not to understand, yet they are clearly understood by good spirits and angels, because they are in accord with their universal language. And it has been given me to know that every word therein, down to the very syllables, involves such things as belong to that world, thus spiritual things, and that they are there perceived from the breathing, and from the affection resulting from their utterance, thus from a softer or harsher modifying forth, but this perhaps scarcely anyone will believe. This has been disclosed in order that it may be known that the names in the Word, having been written in heaven, are at once perceived there in respect to their signification. 65:17. And now I pray let me go up and bury my father. That this signifies the resuscitation of the church thereby the internal, is evident from the signification of burying, as being resuscitation. From the representation of Israel, who here is the father, as being the church, and from the representation of Joseph, who says this of himself, as being the internal. 65:18. And I will return. That this signifies presence in the natural mind, is evident from the signification of returning, as being presence, for in the internal sense to set forth and to go signify to live. Hence to return or come again is the presence of the life at the place of departure, for the mind is still present there. That the presence is in the natural mind, is because by the land of Egypt to which he was to return is signified the natural mind. 65:19. And Pharaoh said, Go up, and bury thy father. That this signifies affirmation that the church will be resuscitated, is evident from what was said above, where like words occur. That affirmation is denoted as obvious. 65:20. According as he made thee swear. That this signifies because this is at heart, is evident from the signification of making to swear, as being to have at heart.